Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon, Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. Today, joined by someone born and raised in Fort McMurray, screenwriter, director, probably many other things that I haven't mentioned here, and award winner as well, Michael Mankowski, back home again. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Sean.
All right, back home again. Animated short film, I guess you could say. I'll let you describe it since you are the one behind the whole thing. What did you all hold on this film? Screenwriter, director, anything else?
Yeah, editor, producer. I did all the storyboards, character designs. That's, I guess, would be my main title.
Yeah, so if anyone hasn't heard about Back Home Again, it had to do with the wildfire that happened a handful of years ago now, right?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to work with the Red Cross during the reentry period, as well as the 1 year and 2 year anniversary. And during that time, I really wanted to make a film that we could use as a conversation starter for mental health.
And so it just debuted in the Edmonton International Film Festival. What was it? What was that process like, kind of submitting a film for that?
You submit probably about 6 or 8 months prior to the film festival. In our case, I submitted like an early draft. So you're always a little bit worried because animation takes a long time. So, you know, even we're polishing the animation and there's no sound design on it. So it's a very, very raw take of the movie. But luckily, we got in and, you know, they were very kind to us. And we actually, this is the first time a short film has ever been given its own screening. Usually short films are just kind of blocked out together. So they have like, you know, an afternoon of shorts or a day of shorts. But we actually got our own theater and we got 4 showings and we sold kind of 3 of them out. And actually, we just got awarded another showing on October 9th, and it's also available online this month for anyone to watch in Alberta, and it's available till the 31st, and you can vote right now for us. We're a contender for the Audience Award, so if there's anyone in Fort McMurray, we would love some support. You know, you can watch the movie, and please vote, and we will definitely be doing live shows in Fort McMurray. That's been slow just because of COVID, but without question, we'll definitely be bringing this back home again.
Cool, cool. And when you are like submitting that far out, are you submitting to like a certain category, or do they plot you in a category?
They break them down really in region where kind of you live a little bit. So like I submit because I'm Alberta to Alberta, and there's a wider category, I think. So there is, you know, some different groups. It definitely helps, honestly, to be from Alberta. Also, I have shown previous films in Edmonton. But I really, you know, I never thought we could win this award. Actually, even watching the movies, you know, I watched several films on the weekend. I'm like, some great movies here. And driving home, I psyched myself out. I was like, oh, there's no way we won.
Oh, no.
Too many great films. And, you know, but it was an honor to get that award.
And then, so what does it mean to be like an Oscar qualifying film festival? So now, I guess let's go over, you won an award at the Edmonton International Film Festival. Why don't you break that down?
Yeah, so this is the best animated short film award, which because it is an Oscar qualifying film festival, you will, you know, have the ability to submit your project without like a theatrical release, which is a huge win. It does, you know, so we're going to actually apply before October 15th. There's no guarantees on that, but ultimately you submit it and you find out, you know, a month or two later if you make the short list. And during that time, you know, you're probably one of the 14 films in the world that is in consideration.
Wow.
So still lots of work. We did get into our second Oscar qualifying film festival, Spark Animation Film Festival, in Vancouver, the only Oscar qualifying film festival in BC. So that was a huge win as well. And I actually, after attending that back in 2018, that night I signed up for animation school. I was just so inspired by the film festival, and I was just like, I got to become an animator. So yeah, so to get in there and show the movie is just another huge win. And yeah, very, very excited about that.
No kidding. That's incredible. And then, so what was it like? So when, like, take me through the moment of when you found out, basically. Where were you? Like, how did you take in the awards?
Oh, I just actually walked in the house. And, you know, I spent the whole weekend at the festival and watching movies. And then I drove home, and then I psyched myself out for 3 hours. I just, man, like, you know, there's no way you did it. And I'm just talking to my fiance and telling her all these things of like, I'm just getting downer and downer. I'm like, there's no way this is going to work. And then I walk in the door, and then I have an email. It's like, oh, you won. And then there's a message, and it's Walter and Jeremy. And, you know, they've already like put some things on Instagram, and I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, it just, yeah, I broke down. It was very emotional for me.
No kidding. That's very understandable. I want to hop into that a little bit more, but we're going to take our first break here, Michael, and we'll be right back to talk more about Back Home Again, the short film that won awards this weekend, or this past weekend, on Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz here. Friday, October 8th, joined by born and raised Fort McMurray man, Michael Mankowski, writer, director, producer, man of many things of the Back Home Again film. So Jeremy Renner and others from the cast of the film, they had messages for you about like the winning?
They posted on their stories, yeah.
Wow. Can you just go into that, and what did they all say about it?
Walter is an incredible Grammy Award winner who did like all the kind of music for Mariah Carey and, you know, songs for Aladdin and Hercules and Barbara Streisand, and just, he's a legend. And he wrote the closing song that Jeremy Renner sings, and he did the score with, and the song, so the lyrics are written by Charlie Midnight, who did the Bodyguard song, you know, so two incredible artists did this music. And Jeremy Renner is quite close friends with Walter, and he sings the song and plays a character in the film, and they're just saying like, you know, congratulations and shout outs to Walter A. And it was just, and I played a video kind of about the making of the movie, and Walter and Mark DePay and John Schneider, myself and Nina Savary, one of the actresses in the movie, are kind of talking about the film. And we gave a quote from Kim Basinger where she talked about, you know, losing her her house in the wildfire and what the movie meant to her. So it was just like, yeah, there was so much going on. And then, you know, Jeremy to be referencing that video. And it was just, yeah, so cool to see them to put that out there, because, you know, I didn't ask them to do that. And so kind. And yeah, I really felt the support.
Mm-hmm. And then what, like, so you get the award, you have this amazing, I guess, supporting crew that is just like pumped up for you. What are you feeling like? What are the emotions going through you right now? Like,
oh man, it's just like watching it in the theater. I couldn't believe it. I like had worked with like one of these people, let alone all these people, like the cast and just, you know, my producers. I just love them so much. Like, literally, Mark DePay is one of the two people who created the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Like, I studied him in 3D animation. He created visual effects, and he's a legend in the field. And, you know, he's the producer of this film and bringing, you know, helping me bring this to life. And John Schneider worked, brother Rob Schneider worked on all Rob's movies, and, you know, very, also worked with a guy you might know called Adam Sandler, and did all these great films, and now moved on to produce Amazon Series 00 and the Hitchcock film with Anthony Hopkins. So it's like, these guys are just giants, and, you know, I'm going to have my name attached to them. It's just, such an honor. So yeah, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Norm MacDonald was on this back home again too. Now, obviously, yeah. Rest in peace, he's passed. Legend in and of itself, not only in Canada, but for the entire world. What was that like working with Norm here?
Yeah, so Norm is like someone I always dreamed of working with. I idolized Norm MacDonald growing up. Actually, the only movie that I keep with me all these years, I keep this VHS copy of Dirty Work, and it's like a bootlegged edition. And when I was young, I always dreamed, like, one day I'm going to work with Norm and get him to sign this. And so to actually, like, get to work with him and, you know, on this project, it was just such a dream. He was actually, like, the third voice I got. And, it was so hard for me to, like, lose him because he's just, like, we'd actually were planning to work on another project together. So it was just, like, it killed me. And it was a hard time, too, because we had also lost Ed. And Ed Asner, I believe, is like the glue of this project. And, you know, he's our narrator. And slowly as I would record, you know, I started off this, I never thought we would, I wrote just a 10-minute version, ultimately, when I started this project. And slowly I expanded minute by minute because I wanted to really better represent our community with all the voices. So I would add more pieces. And then I realized that I need this, you know, kind of a narrator creatively. And Ed Asner became that person. And flew out to meet him, and he's just the kindest, coolest guy to me. And so he passed away just a couple of weeks prior. And then also just before that, Carlos, our creative director who worked at DreamWorks, incredible animator and legend in his own right, he passed away on our day of our first press release. So it was just like, it was overwhelming, yeah, a couple months here.
No kidding. So it's just like kind of a tribute to them a little bit and a nice...
I definitely dedicated the movie to them. And this is Norm's last project, and Ed will have a couple more things, but I think it's a great way to honor him in his own right, and especially Carlos. We couldn't have done this without him.
Mm-hmm. Very well put there. Hey, we're just going to take another break here, and then we'll hop back on Fort McMurray Matters with Michael Mankowski. Fort McMurray, born and raised, writer, director, producer, every single title you can think of for the Back Home Again film.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Happy Friday. Joined with Michael Mankowski, director, producer, creator, man of many titles for Back Home Again. He's born and raised in Fort McMurray. Now with, I guess being like, you get like a quick pass to the Oscars, basically, is from winning this. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, you get a chance to submit, is the way I would put it. So it's usually there's a lot of like checklists as far as, you know, getting your film in. And we'll be able to fill out an application to submit our project. But, you know, and then from there you find out if you're on your short list and, you know, you're, as I said, I'm not sure what the number is, 20 or top 14 films. And then you become a contender. And, you know, usually Disney and Pixar, that's when everyone ramps up promoting your film, trying to get, you know, to the top four spots to actually, you know, secure a spot. And, but, you know, for me, It was never about that. It's like, I just really made this as like a local tool for our community as a conversation starter. So just even just getting into the Edmonton Film Festival, winning that award, like that's enough for me. And even though I do hope to continue, like we're going to take this to Spark. And really, I just want to come back and show this in Fort McMurray. That was the goal all along. So definitely we'll be doing that in the near future. Just have to figure out all the rules as far as COVID and, you know, even Spark Animation recently turned online. I think everyone's kind of turning to online right now. So it's hard to plan that, but I really would love to do some live event or screening in Fort McMurray.
Yeah. Just still hammering out some details. Have you heard back, from anyone in the community about the film?
I have. I've gotten, some great feedback. I feel like just from the movie, we had a lot of people even just drive down from Fort McMurray and come attend the festival, and even people watching it online already, you know, and even people outside of friends and family who have messaged me and firefighters, and just it was really I feel like so far the response has been extremely positive, which is super exciting.
Incredible. Looking back on everything, now this might be a tough question. Is there anything that you would like do differently? Like, oh man, if only I knew this kind of thing.
Oh man, I think that all the time. Like, I had so much opportunity to like film little things with like Norm and Ed, and like we're supposed to do like these interviews that I really struggle with. I think I never knew how long this was going to take. This really consumed my life for like 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, I don't know if I would do anything different. Definitely hasn't been easy yet, but I feel extremely blessed that it's worked out actually.
Mm-hmm. And then just kind of like learn from things and whatnot, not really necessarily do things differently, but just learn for the future kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think, everything was so trial and by error. So it was a hard process. Definitely would do it a lot different next time, I put it that way. But, I don't know if I would change anything. It feels like, I just feel like there must be like, I'm not a very spiritual person, but I just feel like somehow it worked out. I can't, and I know it's a combination of obviously like hard work. And I always say like luck happens when opportunity and preparation meet. So, I kind of believe it's something like that.
Yeah. You bring your own luck onto yourself. Anything else you want to add about the Back Home Again film here?
Yeah, well, definitely. We have incredible support, and we were able to get the film in two indigenous languages, which is really exciting, in Korean Dene. So we are working with local community to translate that right now. So we'll also be doing shows in the surrounding areas of Fort McMurray. So I thought that was great. And no, I think that's really it. This project is, I think, a love letter to our community. Fort McMurray supported me, for years as I ran my video production business. And through those years, I was able to get better at my craft. And I just always look back on the community so fondly, and everyone who gave their support, all the characters in this movie are not based on a single individual. It's based on, my experience of all the community of what it was like during that reentry and, coming back to the community. And this is not a disaster film. This is a film about rebuilding and hope.
And then moving forward with you, Michael, so you obviously have some new things that you were mentioning with the Back Home Again, but any other projects that people should be on the lookout with you?
I'm getting ready to start a feature film, animated film. We tried to make this years ago, right before the wildfire, Getting Lost, as a live action film, and that was taken away. I was actually evacuated with our little bears leaving the community that morning. So we're now doing that as an animated film, and we'll have more details to release soon. But that'll be the next project, as well as I hope to make other short films that, focus on stories that matter.
Cool. Very cool. Where can people not only find yourself, where can people find you right now if they want to look more into you and your projects?
Yeah, you can come follow us at Back Home Again Movie. And .com, as well as Alien Cow, or Back Home Again Movie is pretty much the tag for Instagram, Facebook, and I believe Twitter as well. So
incredible. Michael, unbelievable. Congratulations once again for taking home the award for Best Animation Short in Alberta at the Edmonton International Film Festival. It's amazing when someone from Fort McMurray, born and raised, can represent the region like that.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate your time and sharing our story.
That was Michael Mankowski, the man with many titles for the Back Home Again film, creator, writer, producer, everything else. If you want to check it out, like you said, you can go over onto their social media page, Back Home Again Film. And that's all the time we have for Fort McMurray Matters today. I'm Sean Kreitz. Hopefully you have a great long weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.